AN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9:07, we currently have mostly clear sunny skies, and your current temperature is 33 degrees. Look for a high today near 48. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In the latest local news, a traffic stop on Tuesday by Iowa State Patrol trooper on I-80 in Cass County resulted in the confiscation of 210 pounds of high-grade marijuana. According to law enforcement sources, two people were taken into custody, 54-year-old Charles Scott Hunstable and 34-year-old Jorge Armando Morfin of Modesto, California, were being held in the Cass County Jail for possession with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts, drug tax stamp violation, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The pot reportedly has a street value of around $1 million. No other details there are currently available. Last week, two separate traffic stops on Interstate 80 in Cass County resulted in three drug-related arrests and at least 17 pounds of high-grade marijuana being seized. Authorities in Atlantic said Tuesday they are no longer searching for a suspect in connection with a stabbing incident that occurred on Monday night at 4th and Pine Streets. According to Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green, 27-year-old Raymond Cassidy of Atlantic suffered a single stab wound to the abdomen during the incident, which happened at around 7:40 p.m. Cassidy was brought to the Cass County Memorial Hospital and later transferred to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha for further treatment. Green could not confirm the man inflicted the wound upon himself due to HIPAA rules, but he did say the incident is no longer under investigation. The United States Postal Inspection Service said Tuesday it is offering a reward of up to $500 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for the theft of mail in Adair County, which occurred on December 6, 2012. As we mentioned last weekend, Adair County Sheriff Brad Newton stated about 40 mailboxes were hit between Greenfield and Stewart to the northeast late last week. Investigators believe the thief or thieves are taking all the contents from mailboxes, rifling through them for the items they want, and then dumping the rest. Newton says he believes the thieves are looking for Christmas cards with cash in them. The sheriff said they don't have a lot to go on, but they're looking for two white males driving a mid-sized white vehicle. If you have any information concerning this crime, you can contact the U.S. Postal Inspectors at 877-876-2455 or the Adair County Sheriff's Department at 641-743-2148. Adams County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest on Tuesday afternoon of 57-year-old Jeff Mendenhall from Corning. Mendenhall was taken into custody on charges of OWI, third offense, and driving while revoked. He was arrested at around 3:20 p.m. following a traffic stop and brought to the Adams County Jail, where his bond was set at $6,000. Officials with the Shenandoah Police Department announced earlier this week that no criminal charges will be filed against a Shenandoah Elementary School teacher who allegedly encouraged other students to spit on another student. According to a statement issued by Police Chief Chris Griebert, authorities reviewed the relevant facts in the case and the Page County Attorney's Office determined the teacher did not have the requisite criminal intent necessary to prove any criminal charges. Griebert said also that the investigation included interviews with students who were present in the classroom on October 8th, a day in which the music teacher at Shenandoah Elementary allegedly encouraged students to spit on Jackson Kindup. The boy was allegedly sticking his tongue out and blubbering to a classmate. The teacher allegedly encouraged other students to spit on the boy as a way of teaching him a lesson. Chief Griebert said Monday that their investigation into the incident is closed. A jury in Des Moines is still trying to decide whether two Omaha, Nebraska men should be paid millions of dollars for spending 25 years in prison on murder convictions later overturned. Jurors began deliberating Friday afternoon after 21 days in the courtroom. They spent 8 hours Monday and 6 hours Tuesday working on the case. They must decide whether Terry Harrington and Curtis McGee should be paid by the city of Council Bluffs and two retired police officers who worked to convict them in 1978. Harrington seeks more than $60 million and McGee about $50 million. They claim former detectives Dan Larson and Lyle Brown coerced witnesses into lying and hid evidence from their defense attorneys. The Iowa Supreme Court overturned their life sentences and released them in 2003. A northeast Nebraska man was denied bail on two counts of first-degree murder in connection with the death of his ex-girlfriend and the man she was living with. The Norfolk Daily News reports that Matthew Hendrickson of Ewing appeared Tuesday in Antelope County Court. Prosecutors say Hendrickson killed Victoria Lee of Missouri Valley, Iowa, and Gabino Vargas of Omaha before setting fire to their mobile home last weekend. Court documents say Hendrickson had been having problems recently with Lee, who was his ex-girlfriend. He also faces firearm charges and an arson charge. Officers arrested Hendrickson early Saturday morning at his parents' home after he admitted to his father that he had killed two people. Hendrickson's attorney did not immediately return phone calls on Tuesday evening. And destructive insects known for killing ash trees have been found in new locations in northeast Iowa. The State Department of Natural Resources says insect larvae containing consistent with the emerald ash borer have been found in two trees in Allamaquis County. The county has been under quarantine since 2010 when the insect was discovered along the Mississippi River. Officials say the discoveries are the furthest west the invasive pests have been spotted. It is also the first time emerald ash borer has been found in sentinel trees in the state. And those are trees purposely girdled to attract the beetles. More than 400 of those trees are being checked as part of a surveillance effort. Nearly 1,200 insect traps were placed this summer, mostly in eastern Iowa. Taking a look at world headlines now here at this hour. A shopping mall in suburban Portland, Oregon remains closed while crime scene experts detail the shooting that left three people dead and one wounded in St. Santa and thousands of shoppers running. A sheriff spokesman says the shooter was a man in his 20s who apparently fired at random before taking his own life at the Clackamas Town Center. There is no known connection between the gunman and the man and woman who were killed and the young woman who was wounded. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street as investors await news on whether the Federal Reserve will announce more bond purchases to stimulate the U.S. economy. The Fed is widely expected to announce a new bond buying program to replace one that expires at the end of the year. The Fed wraps up a two-day policy meeting today. Leading lawmakers are expressing doubts that a deal on avoiding the fiscal cliff is near, despite a series of contacts between the White House and House Speaker John Boehner. Aides to the Speaker say he produced another offer late yesterday that stuck close to a document delivered to the White House a week ago. The first section of the spire that will crown One World Trade Center has been hoisted atop the building. It was lifted onto the 104-story building this morning. 9 of 18 steel pieces of the spire arrived at the site in New York City yesterday via barge from Port Newark, New Jersey. A plant outside Montreal produced the 18 pieces. The spire will make the tower the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere. Steven Spielberg's Civil War saga Lincoln is among the top nominees for Screen Actors Guild Awards. The film is nominated four times, as are the musical Les Miserables and also a romance Silver Linings Playbook. All three were nominated today for overall performance by their cast. Taking a look now at your funeral announcements here this morning. Bernadine Bauer, age 86 of rural Bridgewater, died Wednesday at her daughter's home. Funeral services for Bernadine Bauer will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Cumberland Community Center. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Robert Francis Carter, age 82 of Carson, died Monday at the Jenny Ibsen Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Robert Carter will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the Henderson Christian Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Harvey Sandhorst, age 70 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Harvey Sandhorst will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. in the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has arrangements. James Jim McCallan, age 43 of Ashland, Oregon, died December 4th. Funeral services for James Jim McCallan will be held on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marilyn Busey, age 57, a lifelong Cass County resident, died Friday at Jenny Ibsen Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marilyn Busey will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Stephen Hess, age 68 of Earlham, died on Tuesday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Stephen Hess will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. in the First Presbyterian Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Maxine Blunk, age 87 of Atlantic, died on Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Memorial services for C. Maxine Blunk will be held at a later date. Knockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Fred Nielsen, age 80 of Menlo, died Monday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Fred Nielsen will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Robert Bob Arbaugh, age 94 of Atlantic, died on Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Robert Bob Arbaugh are currently pending with the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements. It's 9 o'clock hour on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.